Welcome to the Prairie View Cemetery. This plot began as the Union Township Cemetery in 1884. The name was changed to Prairie View in 1898. In 1907, John Cowan put his embalmer's license to use, preparing bodies to rest within this cemetery. During the Depression, WPA workers were employed to straighten stones and place foundations under them. The federal government paid between $2,000 and $3,000 to provide this service to the cemetery and to provide people with income. In 1940, 7 additional acres were purchased to the west side of the gravel road. This cemetery addition is known as West Prairie View. The headstones of the people featured within the cemetery tour guidebook can all be found in the original cemetery on the east side of the gravel road. Take a walk through the entire cemetery. Begin at the southwest corner near the gravel road separating Prairie View from West Prairie View. There you will find the stone of William Beebe, one of the Civil War veterans who farmed in O'Brien County. Head to the east. You will find Ina Dornbush's stone, just to the east of the first tree. William Eggdorf's monument can be seen close to the east fence behind the Dornbush stone. Continue to the northeast corner, and you will find the grave marker for Mary Burson. On the far northwest corner, you will find the gravestone of Charles Josem near a larger monument bearing the name Cock. The monument commemorating the January 12, 1880 blizzard is no longer standing within the cemetery. Take your time to walk through both of these prairie cemeteries, honoring those who have lived here in the wide open space of Bryan County.